Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 20th of April, 2026, the sports headlines. Well, the Herald Sun in Melbourne and the Courier Mail in Brisbane, all about athletics. With Gout rejecting calls to launch his career in the USA, saying Australia is his home, torpedoing suggestions he needs to move to the States to reach the next level. And the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, it's all about NRL. Dragons and coach Shane Flanagan are set to part ways after 11-game losing streak. Nothing new there. Well, let's have a look at the basketball. Queensland State League Men's Division 1 on Saturday, Moreton Bay Suns lost to the Gold Coast 96-88. Thornton, 26 points for the Moreton Bay, now third on the ladder, 4 wins from 5 games. Sunshine Coast Phoenix, they defeated Toowoomba 79-75, they're fourth on the ladder. And in the women's, Moreton Bay lost to Gold Coast 82-58 with Loretta Salmon scoring 24 points. Sunshine Coast Phoenix, they defeated Northside 73-64, top of the table. And in the Moreton Bay juniors there, the under-16 boys and girls teams, they competed in the Queensland State Championships over the holidays. And the 16 girls Suns, they finished sixth in Division 3. The Fire, they were ninth in Division 4. And in the under-16 boys, the Suns were seventh in Division 3 and the Fire sixth in the Division 6. We'll update the Queensland Youth League competitions in basketball next program, as well as their forthcoming for the Moreton Bay basketball. They're having a pink round on the 30th of May where all the courts will be glowing. And at the under-18 national championship just completed, the under-18 women, Queensland South, they finished second, and the under-18 men's, Queensland South, they finished fourth. But well done in the wheelchair. Queensland, they finished fourth, and Queensland Zach Uha was named defensive player of the tournament. Doesn't get any better than that. And in the NBL 1 North, well, the round one started on the weekend. The Northside Wizards defeated the Sunshine Coast Phoenix. And in the men, the Sunshine Coast Phoenix defeated Northside. And wonderful, good results there. Well, in athletics, Australian Junior Athletics Championships are held in Brisbane. I'll conclude today. That was for the under-14s to the under-20s. And Gout defended his national underage title in the under-20 100-metre final, clocking a time of 10.21 seconds. Now is short of a spot at the World Under-20 Championships in the USA in August. And in other athletics news, Queenslanders Rhys Holder, the men's 400 metres, and Lockie Kennedy, the men's 100 metre, they've all been selected in the Australian athletics team to participate at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow in July. And just jot down the name of 24-year-old Aussie Eddie Nkitia. He's also an emerging sprint sensation. Just keep that name in mind. In a rugby union, well, the Super Rugby, the Reds had a bye on the weekend. They'll take on the Blues next Saturday. And in the Hong Kong Sevens, Australia's women lost to New Zealand in the final. The men, they finished sixth. Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the senior men's A grade, round one on the weekend. Brothers defeated Caloundra, Noosa defeated Uni, and Maroochydore 34 defeated Caboolture 7. Round two next Saturday, Caboolture will take on Brothers at Caboolture at 3 p.m. And the women wins to Noosa, Brothers and Maroochydore. And Caboolture's women, they're collaborating with the University of Sunshine Coast to form a team for the season. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And in surfing, well, the second leg of the World Surf League was held at Margaret River in the Far West. And in the men, Aussies Joel Vaughan, George Pitter and Ethan Ewing are through to the quarterfinals. And in the women, Aussie Molly Picklum, she's also into the quarters. She defeated fellow Aussie Sally Fitzgibbons to secure that spot. In motorsport, well, Kiwi Matt Payne bounced back from a lost wheel, believe it or not, in an earlier race. And he claimed the title there over in Christchurch, the Super 400. Brock Feeney leads the driver championship on 925 points with Brody Kostecki on 902 and Kiwi Matt Payne third on 879. Next up, Tassie, 22nd to the 24th of May. In the AFL, or Gold Coast, they were pushed all the way by Essendon on Friday, on Saturday, but ended up winning 119 to 110 on the Gold Coast. Wasn't the same for the Brisbane Lions because they lost to Melbourne 104 to 102 yesterday in a stunning upset. They're now ninth on the ladder with 3 from 3, and they'll take on the 10th place Crows next Sunday at the Gabba, while big task for Gold Coast, they'll take on 3rd place Hawthorn in Launceston next Saturday. In the local AFL, Maroochydore defeated Mount Cravat in the Queensland AFL. And around three, and Noosa defeated Woolston Grange. The women, University of Queensland defeated Maroochydore, and Bond University defeated Moreton Bay. In the QFA, Division 1, the men, Moreton Bay, they lost to Sandgate 91-75. Luke Smith, 4 goals for Moreton Bay. In the Super Netball, round 6, the Queensland Firebirds scored their second win of the season, defeating the New South Wales Swifts 77-66 on Saturday. And the Sunshine Coast Lightning, they defeated the Giants 59-51. They're now fourth on the ladder. And well done to Queensland netballer Ruby Stanford. She claimed the overall most valuable player in the Under-17 National Championships, which concluded in Melbourne last week. And congratulations to all the 2026 senior state age winners, with special mention to the under 16 years Division 3 winners from Nanango and Redcliffe League's under 18. They were the championship series winners. That was a big 4 days in Townsville. In rugby league, round 7, not a good round for the Queensland teams, with Manly hammering an underperforming Cowboys in Townsville 38-6. The Panthers snatched a 1-point win in Golden Point over the Dolphins in Darwin, and the Warriors defeated the Titans 28-20 in New Zealand. There was an understrength Broncos that stole the show, or should I say Adam Reynolds, defeating the West Tigers 21-20 at Campbelltown. And Adam Reynolds, 4 goals and a field goal, that was the difference. The Storm, they now suffered 5 straight losses. The Eels bounced back yesterday to secure a 38-20 win over the Bulldogs, and looks as we said, Dragons coach Shane Flanagan will be out the door. Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League, the men's A grade, round 3. Coolum 38 defeated Caboolture 10, Beerwood defeated Noosa, and yesterday Caloundra 48 defeated Kiwana 16, and Nambour 34, 2-point winners over Stanley River 32. And Maroochydore had the bye, round 4, 2nd and 3rd of May, bye weekend next weekend, because all of the teams have been selected for the 47th Battalion Carnival in Toowoomba, and good luck to all of those. And in the English Premier League, things are hotting up at both ends of the table, especially after Man City defeated Arsenal 2-1, only 3 points behind Arsenal, who are on 70 points, Man City 67, and at the bottom, Tottenham Spurs in third last spot after their 2-2 draw with Brighton. Listeners, have a great week, and don't forget to be up early next Saturday for your Anzac Day dawn services. And in the meantime, enjoy your sport. It's Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.